Aleph, we're discussing the halacha, the din, that one can write a get al Yisuri Hanoh. So we pointed out that the Tosfos on Chof Amud Beis, the Bemasal B'Seves Kaka, says that obviously it's a din b'di'evet. Right? L'chachil, a person couldn't write Yisuri Hanoh, because when it's over, that's l'chara, that's awesome. Have a piece of paper, it's also about Noah, so the Megarish is getting Hanoah from writing on the piece of paper. So L'chad Chili shouldn't have done it, but Yevet, if he did it, so because there's no din of moment apparently, we'll define that momentarily, but there's some din of moment which can be relaxed, L'gabi Yev, because we require a Nesina, Shaloyvet Torah's moment, that's the way that the Ramban says it. It's not a chayshim mishpat digin nesina. It's a rachayim or yeridet digin nesina. So therefore, it works. But l'chadchila, when he wrote it and he gives it over, l'chorei was aser. So he pointed out that in Eben and Ezer, what do we say? Kuf chav dalad. So the Beis Shmuel and the Chakos Chaykek and the Gemara, they all point out at the very beginning, the first Torah and kuf chav dalad, that this is a machlekes rishayna. The Gro does it very cryptically. First, our Tosfos and first the Rambam. The Rambam does not say it's osur to do so. The Lashon of the Rambam is assumed that it's mutar l'chadchila. And even though there are achrayim who debate this diuk in the Rambam, but the Gro is medayik it this way. The Beis Shmuel and the Chalkos Mechoikek similarly are medayik. So the Chor there is this machlekes rishonim as to whether it's mutar l'chadchila or not. So if you look at the Chalkos Mechoikek, he quotes the Bach that defends the Rambam's view. And the Chalkos Mechoikek says, how could you defend the view? How could you say that it's mutar against this Tosfos? Right? Have a nen of a mesha koise below. What's talking the Hanoah that one's getting out of this? So he says, number one, one's writing on it. You have to write on something. Number two, if the woman that one is divorcing fulfills the requirements of Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva and Dav Tzadik, so they're using it to getting Hanoah, because without this, one's going to be married to this woman. And with this, one will be free. And he says, and furthermore, at least in his mind, he has to have a piece of paper. So now he is saving another piece of paper. So since he's using this item, which is osur hanoah, he saves using something which is mutar hanoah. So l'chayr, if you look at all of these, you can understand what's the nekudas hamachlekes. Apparently, this is often discussed in the Sfarim, that when we say something is osur b'hanoah, apparently it's clear that an isur hanoah means that one cannot use it to gain money, one cannot sell it for profit. That's a clear-cut form of hanoah. And the question is, and it's clear, second paragraph of Pesachim Kol Shor, that eating something would be a form of hanoah. Ingesting something is getting hanoah from it. Right? Using something, smearing it as a soap or something, would be an isur hanoah. What's different about writing on something is that writing on something could be seen as a form of hanoah called ishtamshus. And that might be the nekudas hamachlokes. Would the issue over here be that the person is somehow using up the item? One's flipping the item for something, was letting go of the item in order to gain the Shavu Pruta, right? Usually referred to as the Mechalia Karna. So then that's apparently, that's a clear form of Hanoah. If we understand, if the Chalkos Mechoikik becomes the definitive aspect of this Mechoikis, then if we're to let's strengthen the Chalkas Mechaikik's position, we have a Mechaikik's Ramam Taisus Lechair. Whether writing on an item is called as a violation of an Isser Anah. Right? Taisus holds clearly a violation of Anah. So the Shaila is whether we can make kind of Din of Anasam. But it was a violation. According to Rambam, according to one of the Gordon's Deacon, it's not a violation. No, so how are we going to be magdi this? Is writing on something a violation of Anah or not? So the identifies the different aspects that we would argue is the Hanor that I'm getting. So apparently that's the Nekudas and Machlaikas. Right? Less Mandat Poly that we're talking about that we are discussing in Isa Hanor in the abstract. And less Mandat Poly that we're talking about is writing on it. And giving it over. So apparently, the Chalkas Mechaikik is just being magdir for us. What are we arguing? We're arguing about whether Ksiva and Mesira, Ksiva, Gerishin, and saving something, we call it an English term for that. No? No economics majors over here? I need the Moshara? No. He's a valetorian of Sysim. No, it's called opportunity. No, was that
opportunity
cost? Right. So that's lechayes and machlokes, right? Are those called hanorna? So those are the three nakudas, or maybe two nakudas. One is I am being mishtamish with this. The megarish is being mishtamish with it. He's mishtamish in two ways. One is he's writing on it, and the other he's then using it as the vehicle to divorce his wife. But the item is still boilam. He's not samachal. He kind of hasn't used it up. He hasn't flipped it for them. He hasn't used it to gain something after. To gain an item. At the end of the day, he's won his gerish. He's won his freedom from it. But he hasn't flipped it for something of value. He's gotten a service out of it. And in English, that's probably the difference between a service and a. You can sell a service. It's a shtamshus. When you buy a plane ticket, you're buying a service. When you're buying a piece of food, so then you're purchasing the use of the item itself, the actual object. So lechayra, that's the nukudas hamachlokes of here. What? How are you magdir isuri handa? What is isur handa? So apparently, the Taisus would say when something is osir b'handa, so we know from this Taisus. So the Isur HaNah includes either the fact that I am an opportunity cost, the fact that it is that I'm not using something else, which is hard to say. That the Isur HaNah, that seems to be a bigger chiddush than saying ishtamshus. If I would have to organize my mind what's a clearer form of usage, so I would say obviously ingesting mechal yikarna. Flipping, getting money for it, that's clearly nisan no. Then I would say shtamshus is a weaker form of no. Then to say that the fact that it's saving you something, why would I say that? Because you find in other areas of halacha that whenever you have to define a dover ha'aved, so mechalik between shtamshus and gaining something and the fact that menias hervevach. So the chavur menias hervevach is the biggest chiddush. So the chavur we should say that it's clearer for us to say that that's the nekudas hamachlokes. It doesn't. Does iser hanoah include an iser beishtamshus or not? Does iser hanoah include an iser service? A mashal if a plane would belong to a avodah zarah, if a bus would belong to a avodah zarah. So I'm getting a service from. Am I being nene? Am I violating the din of handah? So that's how the Chalkas Mechaikik defines this machlekes. They say this like a machlekes and understanding what is Isser handah. They have other forms of this machlekes also. You have a Taisum Sachem. Taisum discusses if I take wood of Isseria of Isser handah and I bake something. With the heat that's produced by burning that, so the Taisus holds it's not a Sabana. Right? what we're saying is that even the Tosfos holds that Isur Hishtamshus Osur Hanam, but the here where the Hana is not a direct Hishtamshus of the wood is burned, creates a meat. So apparently he said that's not, it doesn't, the Isur Hanah does not reside in the food. It may have been Osur. I believe it was also to bake it with that heat, but the Isur Hanah is not. But now when I eat this this piece of this cake, I'm not being nene from the wood. So that's Tosfos l'shitasa. Even though he was holding an Isur Hishtamshus, it was also to maybe also to bake lechatchila, but I can't. Yeah, simply good. Mordechai, go ahead.
Like
Odeh Zara. You're probably right. It's a bad example to use of Odeh Zara as a classic form of Isur Hanah, correct? I'm just trying to think of a service from Isur Hanah. You're probably right. Odeh Zara is a broader din because La Yidbuk Mechol Kol Mu'uma. Yidbuk, right? So it's probably a different din. To figure out an Isur Hishtamshus, that's like writing on Orla would be. Yeah.
Just one other example, I think. I don't remember. Sean Green is here on that lamed egg and the woman in the man there, and she saved the muck of the flower. Or the point was that the person,
yeah, correct.
So that's they weren't called the Ishtarshim,
right?
There for at least the third, definitely they weren't called the Hanah. But she,
that's the Machlokes over there, isn't that? That's good for the Machlokes then. Whether her Kabbalah's Nether. Right? Eli Gemara is not saying that is definitive, that's part of the definition of Isur Hanah. The question is over there, is that part of the coin of it, part of the no?
Well, I thought that's what maybe the story she died, but because
she was Nana from the flower, and that's the Shtar Shalom.
Right. She saved. Because she
used
this coin, when she gave
the
flower, she saved
the
flower.
Right. So that's a din in Isur Hanah. No, it's a din in.
It's just a din in Hanah.
I would think so. This is in the dorm, I think.
Okay.
I think so. It's a nizak, no?
It's a
shalech.
Right,
yeah.
Shvach says.
And what was less than 200? If the amount of the wood is bottled?
Yeah, I mean, if it's
200,
it's different, but if not,
then
it would be a problem.
And the baked item would be also awesome?
I thought
that
it was, but I'm not
going to
talk about it.
I don't remember. Right. The taste is a small taste in the second or third omen of Sachem, the second paragraph of Sachem. That's what Tosfos was saying over there. Okay, I don't know. So our Rashi says that it's she'ena shove klum. Sorry, that's the she'ena shove pruta. The nasim bar nesina she'ena shove pruta. So the Gemara says that we don't need a benosan that is shove pruta. Because we need a nesina to get, teina the shalchu misom kosher isur hanah kosher. So it would seem from Rashi that are that the Gemara is giving in Isra HaNoah is another example of something which is not Shava Pruta. And we know that in other areas also, the din of Isra HaNoah, as we began to discuss yesterday, so Legabe, again, we're saying that the fact that it's not Shava Pruta, so that is not an ikuv in the get. Masha'in Kain, we know that a Mekadesh Bisuriya no, it's what the Avni Blum points out that in Simcha Pras. Hamikadosh b'Suriyano b'Sichonetz b'Shoyis Teiraisas Eidim Mekudeshes. So the Avni Milum says at the end of Tzimun Chavches Sif Kod Nun Tes we should be inon v'kosav v'nosan she'nesina midi day v'iser hano labdi day. He's talking about the
Ishtar
in Kiddushin?
Yeah.
No, he's talking about Kinyan Kesef. Yerushalmi makes that chilek between the shtar and the. So the Avnivlum is machalik by Isuri HaNoah, whether the Isur HaNoah would be for the Isur HaNoah would be an Isur HaNoah for the Baal or an Isur HaNoah for the Isha. So he says, if it's an Isur HaNoah for the Isha, the Gabi Kabbalah Seget, so since there's no requirement of Zechiyah on behalf of the Isha, she can be Mizgaresh of Al Korcha. And all it requires is the Nesina Yoda, so an Isur HaNoah would not, even if the Isur HaNoah is Machmasel, a neder, which the woman made. Right? The Avni Miluim is addressing a din of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has, by Kiddushin, Yerushalmi has, that the first is Mekadesh B'Shtar. So if the Shtar is an Isa Dei Raisa, Isa No Dei Raisa, so the shtar, so the kiddush is not chal. If it's an iser hanod derabbanon, then the kiddushin is chal. If a person is mekadesh v'kesef, so whether it's a deraisa, whether it's a derabbanon, the Yerushalmi says it's not chal. And then the Avni Milum says that the Yerushalmi says a similar din legabi yeget as well. That if it's an Isur HaNoah Dvar Torah, then they get repulsed. So the Avni Milum interprets that to mean that the Babli, the Yerushalmi is Cholik in this Babli. and holds that ksiva, that a get which is asiba no lebaal, would have a chisorin because of a nasa. Right, so there are lecharetz and machlekes bavli Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, ksivas get al yisur no de raisa is a chisorin in the kosev and nasa. According to the bavli, it's before that it's okay. What's the nukudas of machlekes? So the Dan Bloom says in Machlekes is whether the Nosan requires the Imamas. In other words, with our the Yisayin of our Sugya. When our Sugya says that the Nosan does not require the Imamas, Dan Bloom claims it's a Machlekes about the Yerushalmi. Question is, why should the Yerushalmi be Machalik between an Isa de Rice and Isa de Rabbana? If the issue of Iser Hanah is as Rashi says, it's Ein Shavu Pruta, everyone will understand that. So, what should we care whether the Shavu Sapruta is a Deiraisa Dika Chisaron or a Derana Dika? The Maisa is no Pruta. He'll tell me, no, but. If it's there's no Shavis bin Rabban until the Shavis de Raisa, it's hard to say. No, but think you all. That's one way of saying it. At the beginning of the Koyvet. In the Chelik base, he has a kudras divrei sefer. So that's one way of saying the Rav Chanan. I don't think he uses that lashon. But how do you go from this din to that formulation?
So there is actually the object. It does actually have shabbos on every level. Just you're not allowed to get hung up on that. It's a problem with you, but
So we'll come to that in a moment. Because that addresses how we understand this Rashi. What am I saying? The Ketos and the Avnei Meluim. So they raise the following question. We'll say it the following way. We'll say, how can Rashi say it's not Shavu Pruta? Is that really correct? It's not Shavu Pruta. Midin de Raisa, you're allowed to be Nenesh like a Derech Hanasa. Midin de Raisa, a Goy may have interest in this item. A person is a chaylish yesh vasakana. It has value. So I can say it may shove a fruit. A person is a chaylish vasakana would be interested in buying it. Even if they rise, it's like they're chanasa. That's the way that the tzois puts the question. The truth is that Tosfos raises this question. Tosfos says, they pointed out yesterday, Tosfos says that the reason why a person is Mekadosh Misuri Anoa is not Mekudeshes, in Choshen Lekidushin, is because it's a Mekartos. The woman doesn't know that the value of this item is so severely reduced. She thinks the value of the item is when it's used in a normal fashion. She would know that this is Asr Hanah, and therefore the only value it has is that Shalek and Erech Hanasan. So then So maybe it would be a valid Kiddush. But it's a Mekach Tos because she's no Smichas Das, that the only value it has. So you see that the Tosus was already concerned. Tosus already held that an item which is Osir Bano has Shamis to it. So that's the question. How can you say it's Ein Shomer Pruta? There could be situations where a person, where it does have value. So Elomai, how do you understand the Din of Shomer Pruta then? Kasha is a good kasha. How could this be the example of having no shamus? Certainly, if we're going to say that an Isra Hanam does not preclude an Isra Vishdamshas, how do you say? If you say Mikori Shogomor, it does not preclude Isra Vishdamshas. If you're going to say that Kedera Hanosim, that's why other Rishonim chose a different way of saying it. So that's why the Ritva says the Lashon of the Ksois quotes and the Lum quotes Les Bod Din Momay, whatever that means. Or different Lishonis in the Rishonim in Sukkah, that it doesn't have bias. That's why it's not a Kiman Lachem. I understand why they would not want to say it doesn't have Shabbos to it. It has Shabbos. So what's Rashi saying? What's Moshe Rafuta? When we say Les Moshe Rafuta, L'chor it means that you could never, L'chor we are evaluating an object based on your ability to sell it. So that's what it means. And since you're not allowed to sell it, so it's, therefore it has no Shabbos or fruit. Certainly the Rishonim will say that you're allowed to be mishtamish, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to be used, but you still cannot sell it. You're allowed to get the hanah of not using something else. Then it's chosech mom. Shtarish is correct. A goy is happy to pay money for it, but you're not allowed to sell it to him. So if Shavius is evaluated, on what's the standard of Shavius? So if the standard of Shabbos is that it is of value, so then the kashan, we don't understand Rashi Bechlal. And certainly not if there's Heter Shabbos, or there's no Iser Shabbos. But if Shabbos, for example, when you have to evaluate the Nezek in Bava Kamma, so it's based on open market. So you see the Torah uses Shabbos sometimes, the different ways of evaluating Shabbos. So Chorah, the Torah thing over here is since it's usur to ever retrieve its full Shabbos, so therefore, it's hard to say. I don't know what else you can say. Since retrieving its Shavius is Osir, that's the Din of Isra Anah. So that's how we're evaluating it. Now the question is, so if that's the case, so our Sugya is easier to understand that there is still an Asin over here. Right? The Sugya of Mekadesh, Mekasa becomes harder to understand. Right? So if you're getting to say that there's a din of nesina, right? Then it means with the Torah that Isur Hanoah is a specific set of Hanos. It so happens that one of those Hanos is selling something, and it so happens that the standard of Shavius is how you can retrieve something by another. Since this item cannot retrieve a certain value for me, so therefore it's an identity. It's not Shavar Pruta because it cannot retrieve that value from me. But Lagabi Nesina is still a matter of substance. So it's still a Vinosan. The Torah didn't say you require Lechem. The Torah said it's Vinosan. Alright? Nope. So we said yesterday, Vinosan is something in between having a moment is that kind of a din, right? And Tligitech, I'll have a karka. It has to be some kind of a masa. If a woman is the sole owner of the object, then it's not Vinosa. But as long as I have some kind, I'm associated with this object, so then the transfer, see them transferring something. So even though it doesn't have, it's not Shavar Pruta, but it's still, I'm still associated with it. So that's how we understand what Rashi's saying. Not Shavar Pruta, that means that on the open market, it'll never retrieve this for me. I'll never be able to flip this for a Pruta. So sometimes the Torah evaluates an object based on what it can get from the open market. So we'd go a step further. And apparently we'd say that HaMekadesh V'Yisuri HaNov, so since that is seen as a Maisa Kinyan, right, Haviyat, being careful not to get involved in the machlekas, whether a husband is being koina, whether it's a Maisa Kinyan, but it is a value as a Maisa Kinyan, so an Isur HaNov is ineligible for a Maisa Kinyan. Or we can say a little different. We could say that go back to Ephraim. Obviously, the shavius of the object has been determined by being able to sell it. So the mele it's ineligible for Maisa Kinyan. We can understand why Rashi says Lagabe a mekanish bi suri hanod rabbonim. Rashi says the hefker beitz an hefker. In the beginning of the Kodesh Divrei Sefer. He says, why was Rashi Marav Hefka Beis Nefker? He says, you can't sell an Isa Nodei, right? To cancel an Isa Nodei, Rabbanon, finished. So why did Rashi have to say, Hefka Beis Nefker, Chazal, don't you do it? So the Chari said, because Midei Raisa, right? Again, what's he asking? He's saying if the entire issue over here is whether this thing can retrieve any funds for me, no, so it doesn't matter whether they rise to the one, it's also is awesome. Right? So why did Rashi have to explain that Legabi and Isa the Rabbonon, we have to be marach that it's a Hefker Beis Nefker? We'll come back to the Rashi moment. So that's one mahalach l'chara. That does not discuss. He sort of leaves that. He doesn't develop that idea. He says it's difficult. That's what Avni Meluim adopts the approach, which is the Ridvozik approach, which he assumes is Tosfos as well, and that is that Lesbu didn't moment. Lesbu doesn't have bialos. Let's try the violence. So he says it's also very difficult because the halacha is that the Rambam says that if a person purchases chametz in Pesach, he's over by Rabbi Yimotza. How did he purchase it? He could never become a Baal. We pointed out yesterday, the Rivash, the Mordechai pointed out, that the Rivash holds that of a Zorah shall Yisrael less Bei Beitel. How can you have Yisrael less Bei? By definition, can't be. You can't have Baalus over Rabbi Yisrael, according to the Ritzvah. So therefore, the Avnibum says, you see from all of this, that the din of Yisr Hanom is that it's missing one of the important aspects of Baalus. It calls it Rishus. Right. We know that Bailus is different aspects of it. How do we know this? A ganav cannot be makdish, darvish al ganeva, a stolen object, it cannot be makdish. Well, the Gemara says the ganav can't be makdish because it's not a baal davar. Why can't the baal be makdish? Because it's not Rishusa. So this Gemara opens up for us that Bailus has different aspects to it. So one aspect of Bailus is what we call title. Right. The other aspect of Baalus is control. So the ganav doesn't have title. The Baal doesn't have control. Rishus, that means I don't have full control. Right? That's why. So even in terms of the words. So if it's Rishus, it means I can do what I want with it. So if something's Osir Mano, it doesn't have Baalus, it means it doesn't have complete Baalus. So in the Ritva, the Rashba, it's different than Gersois. When they say that an Eser Yishol Arla, we cannot use it because it doesn't fulfill the requirements of Lachem. And they say because it doesn't have Bailus. So apparently what it means, this is what the Tzais explains, Abnemlu explains, it means that when the Torah says Lachem, it requires full Bailus. It doesn't require, Pshat Lachem does not mean that it only some aspect of Bailus. So if I'm missing the aspect of Rishus, I don't know full Bailus. Lachem means it has to belong entirely to you. If I don't have Rishus, I'm missing that aspect of Bailus. So their understanding of the unique status of Yisra Anah is that I don't know full Bailus of it. Right? L'chayra, that's what they mean when they say Les Din Momay. I'm not sure how to translate that. Les Din Momay. If Din Momay meant it has no Shavius, so I think that's a good translation of Lesbu Din Mom. But the Avnei Melum says it can't be that way. Right? The Ksais holds that the Rishonim is saying Lesbu Din Mom and does have some value. It has the Heter Ishtamshus. Right? It even has the ability of title over it. It would be included in one's assets. So, that means that it doesn't have lesbu din mami means I don't have the full, I can't relate to it the way I relate to other assets. Other assets means that not only does it bump up my portfolio, that it's. But it means that I have control over it. No, I don't have. So that's now we have to understand the din of Yisuri Anah. As Rav Chanan writes in the beginning of the Kutbas Divrei Seferim, and those are the two ways. So Rav Chanan now goes a step further. That's what Yoel was saying before. Rav Chanan explains that how do we understand the Yerushalmi, which draws a distinction between. And Yisra no Drabon Yisra no Deiraisa. So he says, if we would be focused on Shavius, so Lechor and Yisra no Drabonon has as little Shavius as an Yisra no Deiraisa. Hezra Advarim, because when I want to put something on the open market, so whether it's Shavius is determined by Chazal or by the Reis Degedin, it's the same issue. Whether I can sell it, if I can't sell it, I can't flip it for money. So that's irrespective of whether they rise or bottom. Can't do it, can't do it. Masha'in a cane. If part of the Mechazel says the following. If part of the Isra no de Raisa means that the Torah has robbed it of its value, that's part of Isra no. Alright? In our terms, it would say, Mechon doesn't say it exactly this way. Let's try and less with the moment. But if, put it in our terms, if it means that the Torah said, I don't have Rishus over it, so we don't know that Chazal defined their Isra'el in the exact same way. That's what the Yerushalmi apparently was saying. That Lagabi, the Isra'el, what Yol was saying was a little bit different. Yol was saying, and what Yol was saying is truer to the words of Amar Bilchanan. That Bilchanan was saying that to rob something of its ability to be sold in the market, that Chazal can do. That's part of Isra Revi'ele. Can't sell it. But to rob something of an essential element of the object itself, to say this object doesn't have a din mamon, this object cannot be fully owned. So that the Torah is the koyach, Chazal no koyach, Kadosh Baruch Hu can do that, Chazal can't do that. Alright, so that's where Chanan was going. Now, and again, what Yol was saying, the way he said it is true to Mohan, because if you say that she didn't have Rishus, it could be the Mahafik person Hefker, you could, Chazal could do it. But he was saying that, so therefore that's what Yol rephrased in terms of a din in the Hefzer now. The Torah has the ability to change a Hefzer, and to make that a Hefzer is identified differently. Chazal don't have that ability. Kishbrochu gave Chazal the ability to establish halachas. He didn't give Chazal the ability to change the nature of an item. The nature of an item that has value, Chazal can't change that. So the Yerushalmi is saying that when it comes to being mekadesh bekesef, so it doesn't matter whether the kesef is osur b'ano deraisa or derabbanan. So when it comes to kinyan kesef, you need to be doing a ma'isa kinyan. A ma'isa kinyan means a ma'isa kinyan b'chol that can be in any other context. And Bailey Sidrabanas also can't be eligible for Isaac Kenyan. Mashiach became, if you're writing a Shtar Kiddushin, so a Shtar Kiddushin, you have to be able to have, the Rav Chanan, he doesn't spell it out, but what he probably means is that since we learn it's the Dinam of Shtar Kiddushin from the Shtar Gittin, and Gittin has to have some substance to it, it can't be Isis Baruch Hashem Avir, the same thing as Shtar Kiddushin. So the Torah can say this piece of paper on which you're writing is nothing. Chazal can't do that. So in Mele, Shtar Kiddushin with an Isra Nadar Rabbanan would still be good. So Bachanan says. Right, so what we're pointing out is not. I don't know. Again, I don't know if that's exactly where the Avni Lum and Tzoyis are going. Right, so we have three Lach'orim. We have three different ways of expressing the idea that. That one cannot be mekadesh be iser hanah. That one cannot. That the Yerushalmi says one cannot write a get on isur hanah. Right? We have, or better yet, there are three ways in which isur hanah can impact an item. Number one, it can impact an item by the fact that you can't sell it. Number two, it can impact an item by the fact that I have. It's not in my rishus. I don't have full control over it. All right, back up. The fact that I can't sell it could be that it robs it of a certain of the value, the way the Torah establishes value in this context. Number two, it could be that the Torah robs me of having full control over it. Number three, it could be that the Torah it actually changes one of the definitive aspects of an object. Right, those are the three possibilities. So it would seem the approach of the Ktzois and the Avdim Meluim is that it's all done in Rishus. Whenever we see an Isra HaNa impacting a Choshen Mishpat, it's because it's a lack of rishus. I better yet, other way around. Whenever we see, right, it's correct. So when we see that one cannot be mekayim esrig with a iser hanah, it's because there we require lechem, and the fact that it's not my rishus means it's not a kiman lechem. The fact that one can be, the fact that one can write a get on iser hanah is because there's no requirement that the nosan is a transfer of rishuyus. So the baal doesn't have to have full bialus over the object in order to be part of a get. The fact that hamikadesh b'iser ano de'raisa in choishishin is because if I don't have full rishus over something, so then I cannot be maknet. I cannot be maknet to the extent that's required in kiddushin. Right, the haraya that by she'ela I have bialus of it, but I don't have. But for kiddushin, I require full bialus. A maton must actually be okay because the maton is for a certain period of time, but it's a maton of gemur for that period of time. So by kiddushin, the Torah required full bialus. That'd be the tzeis malach and the tzeis is that's malach of the Ritvon the Rajba, and on the tzeis. Taishva says, L'gabi Kiddushin, the reason is not because it's not Rishos, but because of the Mekach Tos. Alright? What we're further pointing out is these two other formulations. According to Rashi, that it's Las of Shavar Pruta, so we're suggesting that Las of Shavar Pruta, you can't say, is a din in not being Rishuscha. I'm not even sure you can say the Ruchonin's formulation. And Rav Elchanan's approach that the Yisr HaNoah means we're changing one of the definitive aspects of an object, so that is forced by the distinction of an Yisr HaNoah they write into another Rabbanah. Elchanan learns Rashi differently. Let's just finish up to be. Elchanan does not address our Rashi in Gittin. Elchanan only addresses the Rashi in Kiddushin. So Elchanan explains, so that he says, why is it that Rashi had to explain that Amikadesh Bisuri the Rabbanan works for Hefker Beis and Hefker? So he says, because Rashi understands that the reason why Kiddushe Kesev Isure Ano De Raisa don't work is not because they have no value. Is it doesn't work because the Torah can take away this aspect of the object. Chazal, since they can't do that, so they have to, right, they could. Since Chazal cannot impact on the nature of an item itself, so in Mela they have to work the Hefker Beis and Hefker. Right? In other words, the Rochonon who sees that you have this distinction between the Eirais and the Rabbanon based on the Yerushalmi, so he says that was the Hezbir for Rashi. We would find that a little bit inconsistent because then you have to say the following. We have to finish Rochonon up and say, now when our Rashi says Les Boshove Pruta, so that is a metaphor for the Torah robbing it of its certain identity. Les Bodin Momen. Chorah Les Boshove doesn't mean that. you could support the Bochanan by saying the following. The next Gemara distinguishes between an Alei Shel Zayis and Isra Ana. So the Gemara says an Alei Shel Zayis is Mitzdarif, but an Isra Ana is not Mitzdarif. So we understand it very well. If you have a whole pillow of Alei Shel Zayis, so then you'll have it be a Kazayis. It'll be a Shavu Pruta. You have a pillow of Isuri Ana, you still have zeros. It's not a Shavu Pruta. Well, Chanan may have understood that that's what the Gemara is pointing out. There's a chilik between not having value, not having significant value. With insignificant value, ultimately, you can add up enough insignificant values to value. But again, as we said, it's not going to be mukhrach. It won't be mukhrach. Okay?
Well, Chanan says there has to be some hefker, at least the problem changing.
Yeah. Right, right. So you say that the Chazal will not allow this kinyan to go through. Right, and it's not recreating the Deiraisa Dika model. So it has a different model altogether. Yeah, yeah. Okay.